Shervus Yurim Relk Shervus Relk
Hi, I'm a proven Fashtay and Staka. There's a lot of major Yusoidis, Lomdus, and Lasuya. Let's do our best. We spoke about the Gemara says the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph Itmar Amar of Nachman Amishmol Mishum Hashem Elazar Chachamim Tiknu Lem Lebnois Yisrael Besula Masayim VaAmon Amona the Chachamim were Masake in the Ksuba, which means the Ksuba is Derabana VeHeim Eminu Shemam Pesach Besuch Matzasi Neman, and they were the ones that Neman. We said Rashi says this goes through with the technique of Heim Amru VeHeim Amru, kind of like Peshas or Peshet. It's only because this whole Ksuba is a creation of the Chachamim that he is going to be Neman to say Pesach Besuch, but Lu Yehei was Diaraisa, he would not be Neman. That's where the Ramban steps in and asks the Ramban a question. I don't understand, why is he not Neman? After all, he's coming in and he's saying that she wasn't Mekayim the Tanai. There's a Tanai here that she has to be Mekayim. She was not Mekayim the Tanai of the Ksuba. In other words, Ramban is bavarning. In a Chanami, she has a shtar, so she says, look, I got a shtar. What do you mean? I'm going to mechayv over Raya. I have a Raya. What's my Raya? Shtar. But he says, hold on a second. The shtar has a Tanai. What's the Tanai? The Tanai of the shtar is that she should be a Besula. So Rabbi Yisai, the Ramban is saying something that's very, very interesting here. When a man, does it say anywhere in the Ksuba a Tanai? Tanai needs Tanai, B'nai God, B'nai Ru. Is there a Tanai in this Ksuba? So what does it mean, Tanai? It doesn't say Tanai. It says, this man, a Bokhar, a Choshev, is marrying a Kala, a Besula. Does it say Tanai anywhere?
But it's the whole basis for the
style. Oh, so the Elamai, it's called the Mekach Tois. So, but what does that have to do with Tanai? You see from the Ramban, a major Yisoid. How does Mekach Tois work? When a person wants to buy something and he doesn't get what he wanted. He thought he was getting a Besula and he ends up getting a Be'ula. So why does he get back his money? Says the Ramban, it works with the mechanics of Tanai. Mekach Tois works with the mechanics of Tanai. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says every Mekach Tois works through the vehicle of Tanai. And that seems to be what the Ramban is saying over here. This shtar has a Tanai. Tanai? Who said, who's this Tanai in the shtar? It's a regular Ksuba. Regular Ksuba doesn't have a Tanai. The answer is yeah, but the premise of the Ksuba is that she's a Besula. So it's a Mekach Tois. And Mekach Tois works through the mechanism of Tanai. That's the Ramban. So therefore the Ramban says, if you tell me after Mekayim the Tanai and there's no Tanai over here, we don't know that there's a Tanai. So then he says to her, be Mekayim the Tanai. And then afterwards I'll pay you the money. Answers the Ramban, yeah, but over here, she's got stuff working for her. What does she have working for her? Roiv Nashim Besulais Nisais. She's got a roiv. And she has a Cheskes Haguf Tahash Tenivala. Therefore, if Ksivu Midiraisa, he'd be Chayef. What does Tosis mean? What does the Ramban mean? Does the Ramban mean you could be Maitzi Mamon with a roiv and a Chazaka? Is that what the Ramban means? Are we Maitzi Mamon with a roiv and a Chazaka? We don't do that. Ain hochin mamoin. Basaroiv. And aloche is a maitzi mechaver of a raya. What does raya mean? Edim, Rashi always says. So what does it mean that because there's a roiv and there's a chazoka, if ksuba was midiraisa, she would get her ksuba? Because the maitza, she has a raya. What's a raya? She has a shtar. He's coming to say, yeah, but I don't know if you're Mekayim the Tanai of the shtar. So therefore, the Roiv and the Chazaka are able to be Masalik, the Suffolk that you have on the shtar, and now the shtar is a good shtar. We don't have any real reason to be Mesupik about the shtar. Elamai, his Taina, the Roiv and the Chazaka are able to be Masalik, the Taina that he has, and therefore, you're being Maitzi with the shtar. That's the Chorb Shan of the Ramban. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran says a different teretz. Rabbi Yisai, we have the Ran, not verbatim, but close to verbatim, in the Ha'aras Maron Rabbi Yashav. And the Ran says something that seems to be very simple, but is so wildly mechudishtik that it's you wouldn't even have imagined that he said it. So it probably went under the radar. Says the Ran as follows. Hey, being that the reason for Ksuba is because Shelo Tehe Kala Be'enav Lo Itziah, that's the reason why you have to give a Ksuba. So if he's always believed So then the ksuba is not serving its purpose. It must be a chelek of the mechayev of ksuba is that he's not neman. That's the chiddush. Hold on. This is what the Ramban says. Being that the whole reason for the ksuba is kidei shelo tekala beinav lo itzia, that's the whole reason for ksuba. So therefore, if he always is able to taina, be able to be mapsider, then says the Ran, the whole idea of the ksuba doesn't work. It must be a chelek of the machayev of ksuba is that he's not neman. That's what the Ran says.
Why the caveat of that it could be for from the second year of marriage until the 60th year of their marriage?
Yeah, so we went through that already in the Gemara. That vice tachos, yeah, went that already in the Gemara. That for some reason that's not enough. I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. Rabbi Seifrecht Harav Kamenetsky Shlita. Yes, hold on a second. Rabbi, what was the Ramban's kasha? We lost it. We missed it. We totally missed the boat on that one. What was the Ramban's kasha? Do you have to say that ksuba is d'rabbanon? Even if ksuba would be d'oraisa, he should be neman. Says the Ran, I'll tell you why. If ksuba is d'oraisa, he's not neman. Because the whole reason for ksuba is kedoi k'tishaloi tei kalabeno v'loitzia. Therefore, if ksuba is d'oraisa, the whole reason is because kedoi shalotei kalabeno v'loitzia. Where'd you get that from? The only time we find in the Gemara the Lashon Kedei Shalotei Kalabeno Vloitzia is when Ksuba is Derabanan. The Ran just made that up. The Ran is saying, if Ksuba is Midiyai Raisa, I'll tell you why he's not Neman. Because the whole reason for Ksuba is Kedei Shalotei Kalabeno Vloitzia. And it must be that a chelik of the Mechayev is that he's not Neman. But we're talking about D'Oraisa, not Derabanan. A Peladik Aran. Rabbi Kamenetsky is not the only one to ask this question. What? Saying it's D'oraisa and it's Kedei Shalotei Kalabeno Vloitzia. What does this have to do with each other? Rabbi Shariyeli asked this kashya in Bleib Tzorachia. Agoin Rabbi Shariyeli Shlita. Asked this kashya in Bleib Tzorachia. Again, let's get the kashya clear. The Ramban asked a question. The Gemara says the only reason why he's Neman is because Heimamru veHeimamru. They were Mesachin Ksuba, they said he's Neman. Frek the Ramban, even if they weren't the ones that said it, even if it was D'oraisa, he's going to say to her, prove to me, I owe you the money. Says the Ran, no, if it's D'oraisa, so then the whole reason for the Ksuba is Kidei Shalotei Kalei Menov Loitzia. And if that's true, it must be he's not Neman to say Pesach Pesuch, or else you don't accomplish anything. What? If you're saying it's D'oraisa, so what does that have to do with Kidei Shalotei? The whole kasha was that now that it's derabbanan, the chacham can say hey mamru vei mamru that we're gonna, because of the chazokim terech pasud mafsido, we're gonna allow him to be neman.
What's the shvar to say? I don't get it. What's the shvar to say that the reason for ksuba is kal? That's the underlying reason.
Where did he get that from?
What's the other choice?
Doesn't say it in the Torah.
Ksuba is because of the ksuba. Who said it's ksuba? Who said?
Where did he get it from? Who said it's part of it?
Rabbi always says
it's not a parah aduma. It's a gerecht of a. Where did he get this from? B'chah. Where is he mamtzi this? He says it must be because of that. Therefore, you're stuck. Maybe it's not because of that, and you're not stuck. He's saying, listen, why is ksuba? It's only because of kedei shalotei kalabeno vloitzia. Being that I am positive that's the reason for it, therefore, it only makes sense if the husband's not neman. So who said that's the reason?
I wrote.
Where'd you get that from? Ran, where'd you get that the reason of the rice is Kadesh Lotte Kalabin of Valencia?
Maybe it's
a Peladik Iran? Chiddush of the Ran?
Maybe it's like Rashi, that the Chacham made up the amount.
Even the Chacham made up the amount?
The reason they made up the amount is Lotte Kalab.
Yeah, we're saying on the whole Ksuba the rice, the holding the rice is that way. We're saying on the rice Shabbat. So we'll get back to that a little bit, okay? Rabbi, it's a mitzvah to be miyashiv this run. And Beis Hashem, we're going to try to do a mitzvah today. Beis Hashem. Fardem comes along, Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv just says that the run is lechoyer interesting because lemaisa. What happens if she produces dam besulim? Is he going to be neman lafsida ksubasa if there's dam besulim? Of course not. So she's not really at his mercy. She could always produce dam besulim. Elamai, you'll say he'll just make sure that the mape disappears. You know, this guy's an operator. She's a very innocent young lady. She doesn't know what she's about to get herself into. And he's going to make the mape disappear. She went up down.
Okay, well, she could also do the same stick. She can bring down.
Yeah, we don't assume that. We're saying we don't want her to be taken advantage of. So we're saying that over here, we're afraid that he's going to take advantage of her. Aber, maybe Shashbinon, but says Rabbi Yosha, more than that. Dam Besulim, it's Mavur in the Gemara, can go on Kama Leilois. Yachal Leilois Dam Besulim. So even if he takes the Mape, Shila Maisa can have Dam Besulim the next day. She could still prove Dam Besulim. What?
He's only saying Petra Masach in the morning. She can't bring Tanya.
She has Kama Leilois. No, she could prove this. Still Dam Besulim.
What's stopping him from taking the Mape the second night?
She's smarter.
Once he comes in and Tainas, so she's obviously going to make sure that she has, she could produce the Dam Besulim. If she doesn't, you know, she's not waiting for anything. So then he's going to have this.
He's going to wait a few days.
Oh, the Shadows, can he wait a few days till he Tainas Dam Besulim? Is it going to be Neman if he waits a few days? I don't know. Why did he wait a few days? Well, maybe he's not Neman. And you know, he didn't anyway live with her because anyway he's Polish. So maybe he could wait a few days. Kitzer, it's not so possible with the is saying, Tzarech Bir, says Rabbi Yashiv, if Lamaisa, the woman has a way to protect herself. If she could protect herself, I don't know if it's so simple that his Taina is not Neman. They're on is saying she is being compromised. She's in a compromised situation. She's going to lose her Ksuba. She's going to be Kalabin of Loitzia, says the Rabbi Yashiv. Not so simple. She has Dam that she could prove that she was in fact a, maybe if she's a Bageres, and then there is no Dam Besulim, according to the Rabbeinu Chanan, okay, Medafis. I'll put him, that's his kasha.
And therefore he should be Neman?
What?
And therefore he should be Neman?
Therefore he should be Neman, because if, because she could always prove not like him. We were saying we can't believe him, because if we do, then it's Kalabin of Loitzia. Says the Rabbi Yashiv, it's not Kalabin of Loitzia, she could always protect herself. Just make sure that you have Dam Besulim. Okay. Comes along Taisus, Rabbi Yisai, and Taisus says, from our Gemara, it seems like Suba is Midirabbanon. Let's see the Tosis, Rabbi Yisai. I think this is going to be the Pesach to answering for the Ran is going to be this Tosis. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Chacham Tiknu. Says Tosis, Mashma de Ksuva Midrabbanon. V'chein ba Isha Rabba. Gabe Ein Lo Ksuva Ka'amar Maitai. Metiknu Rabbanon Ksuva Shlo Teikala Bein Av Loitzia. What's that Gemara over there? It's a Gemara in Yevamos Pei Tes. The Gemara says as follows. The case in the Gemara is, there's a woman, she was married to a man, they were happily married. The husband went on a business trip, and an Eid Echad came in and said, I'm sorry to tell this, your husband's dead. She accepted the Eidus, she went on and she married someone else. And then, on that fateful day that her husband came back, he's alive, she's in a big mess. She's now married to two people. She's still married to her first husband because he never died. He didn't give her a get or anything. She's married to him. But she married the second man thinking that she's married to him. What happens? Everything gets shut down. She loses everything, including her ksuba from her first husband. Her ksuba from her first husband, Rabbi Yisai, she was a psula. That was a ksuba of Masayim. Says the Gemara that, yeah. But being that, says the Gemara, that the whole ksuba is shelo tehekalo be'en of lehoitzia. So over here, do we want him to divorce her, or do we not want him to divorce her?
We want
him to divorce her, so why should we give her the ksuba? The whole purpose of the ksuba is so that he doesn't divorce her. Over here, we want him to divorce her, because that's true, she doesn't get her ksuba. That's why she loses her ksuba. That's what the Gemara says. So it sounds like it's only dirabanan shaloi tehe taima tiknu le rabanan ksuba shaloi tehe kalmen aloitziya. You see from that Gemara also, it's dirabanan. Alma, says Tosis, Stoma de Hashas Savar, the Ksuba de Rabbanon. Tosis says, we have two Gemaras, and there's only two Gemaras that assume that Ksuba is de Rabbanon. The Kosha, Frek Tosis, the Nagu Lichto de Ksuba, Kesev Zuzi Masin, the Chazir Lachud de Araisa. The Minag is to write in the Ksuba that it's Kesev Zuzi Masin, that Yuruch, that's Chazir Lachud, Mid de Araisa. That's the Araisa. So how are we saying it's deraisa? Ksuba is derabanan. What's going on?
You're writing
it's deraisa
because you.
Kesef zuzi masn dechazel chud di. It's not deraisa. It's derabanan.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. You have to deal with your shame yichud. Sure. I don't say the shame yichud. And it's a machlokes is there up. I don't know. Deraisa b'smanazeh. It's not so simple. I don't know. You have to deal with your shame yichud. I don't know.
So
that's his kasha. He's saying we're all noyik to write deraisa. It sounds like we're passing his deraisa. But it's mashma stomach to gemara that it's derabanan. So what should I do? That's his kasha. What should I do? But he says stomach the Gemara comes out that it's derabanan. So why we stomach the Gemara? We should pass like stomach the Gemara. So that's Tosfos's problem.
We just want to, we always want to be here to call shittas. We always want to be here to call shittas, even though it's derabanan, but it could be deraisa. Even though it's derabanan, it could be there is a shita that holds deraisa. So we want to be here to call shittas.
No, adirabba. You're writing something that's false. You're writing something that's not true. You're writing. Says the Ritva. The Ritva says, if you paskin that ksuva is derabanan and you write these words, your ksuva is puzzle. If you write the chazi l'chumid deraisa, the ksuva is puzzle. The Ritva paskins on all of our ksuvas, every ksuva that is being written by Ashkenazim, at least I don't know about the Svardim. I think the Svardim might not write it. All the ksuvas are puzzle. Because we write the words the chazi l'chumid deraisa. Says the Ritva, that's not true. There's no ksuva deraisa.
Why do we write that?
Because we don't paskin like the Ritva. It's gutsy. Paskin like the other Rishon says. This Tois Kasha says Tois Vis. Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam. De Samchinan Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. De Masnis Neferik Basur. De Maisi Lanami Besamuch. The Gemara is going to bring later on. De Omer. Nois and Lami. They're married. They just don't have a ksuba. The Nois and Lami Mois Kaputkia. De Kasav a ksuba Medior Raisa. The Gemara later on says there's another opinion. There's someone that holds ksuba as Dior Raisa. If you hold ksuba as Dior and that man de Omer. We seem to say we're soimech on them and that ksuba is really deraisa. So the Gemara is now Tois is now changing gears and saying even though we have stomach the Gemara that says it's derabanan, I'm gonna paskin it's deraisa. So according to Tois, ksuba isha is deraisa. The kaima like Rav Shimon Gamliel by Mishnah Seinu. We always paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel on our Mishnah. So who do we paskin like? Rav Shimon Gamliel ksuba isha deraisa. So the ksuba is very good. The chazi luchu mi deraisa, exactly because that's the way we paskin. The Oida Marie, the Lakaimalam ki Rabbi Nachman. Our Gemara is Rabbi Nachman. We said stomach the Gemara is Rabbi Nachman. The Ashkachna Rabbi Ashi David Basra the Polagale. We found a Rabbi Ashi that argues on him. Kinematarit lakaman be brisa. The Gemara says Tani kol shaloi mushmush any yachal liton tainis besulim. If there's no shushbinon, there's no tainis besulim. If there's no shushbinon, there's no tainis besulim. Why not? Heimamru veheimamru. The answer is because ksubas ishas deraisa. There's no heim amru. We see we don't paskin like Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman says he's believed, but we see the Gemara over there. But Rabbi Ashi Uzzah Basra says he's not believed. Yes.
That's going
to be sharper than
Nachman's.
Vice
Isn't
he quoted? Isn't it not reported in the Tana? Amad the Chayish. Yeah. Amad the Chayish. The Shema Meshaker. V'lo Amin Pirish Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbi Ashi Polagar of Nachman. Okay. So our Gemara is fine. Rabbi Nachman, we just knocked out. But what about the Gemara in Yevamos? The Gemara in Yevamos seems to take it as a given that we hold Shlote Kalabein Avloitzia. Tosis does such a fancy footwork here, Rabbi Yisai. And again, if you're not careful of the details, you don't get what Tosis is saying. My time it tiknu ksuba al hachi pirushay. This is the pshat. My taina tikna rab. Now again, Tosis is saying ksuba is dioraisa. Ksuba ishas deraisa. So what's the pshat in the Gemara there? Hachi pirusha. My time a tiknu rabbanan ksuba. Hecha de tkinu. Kegon be almana. Shlote kalabein of loitzia. Says Tosfos, hold on a second. Even if ksuva is d'oraisa, which ksuva is d'oraisa? Moihar bisulaychi, only a bisula is d'oraisa. Almanas v'shor midrabanan. So when the Gemara says over there that ksuva is d'rabanan, the Gemara meant is, what's the reason the Chachom Masakin a ksuva for an almana? Ksuva for almana is why? Shlote kalabein of loitzia. Hachanami tiknu shloi tehe shloi yehela kidei shetehe kalav bein of lahitzia. The same way the chachamim were mesakin by almana that she gets a ksuba even though midrash you don't get because of shloi tehe kalav bein of lahitzia. They're going to take away your ksuba sheyehe kalav bein of lahitzia. So let me explain what Tosfos is saying. The fancy footwork in Tosfos. We're talking about a woman. She married a husband. She was a psula. Her ksuba is what? Midraisa, midrabanan? Midraisa. So Tosfos says, but we're going to take her ksuba away. Why? The Gemara seems to say, oh, the ksuba is only midrabanan. So why do they do it? Over here, there's no, their reason doesn't apply, so there's no ksuba. Says Tosfos, no, this ksuba is midraisa. So what's the Gemara saying about Shalote Kalabeno Lotzia? Says Tosis, the Gemara is saying, yeah, but by other ksubas, a ksuba and almana, it's only midrabanan. That ksuba, why did they say that ksuba? Shalote Kalabeno Lotzia. So the same logic, but really backwards, now we're going to take away the ksuba from the bsula, Sheyehe Kalabeno Lotzia. And that's what the Gemara means. Listen, what shaychus? Well, listen, the chachamim, they feel for the plight of an almana. They don't want her getting divorced again. She's gone through enough already. So let's make her a ksuba shelote kalabein of loitzia. Why are they doing it? For compassion for the almana. They care about the almana, so they're making a new ksuba that doesn't exist. That automatically is like, that's a reason why they're going to take away a ksuva from a besula who married a husband and now has to get out of the marriage? What do they have to do with each other, bichlal? They both have the words ksuba and kala ben of loitzia. One is shaloite kala, and one is shatei kala. What do they have to do with each other? I care about the almana. I'm compassionate to the almana. Therefore, I want to take care of the almana. I'll make a ksuba for the almana. What in the world does that have to do with a ksuba d'oraisa on a b'sula that I'm going to go now and start tampering ksuba d'oraisa because I want a dafka? Take her mechatesi.
What ksuba did she get from the second husband?
She doesn't. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the ksuba from the first husband.
So once we're taking away ksubas, we can say that we're taking away.
But that's not what Tosfos says. You can say that, but that's not what Tosfos says. So Rabbi said, what do they have to do with each other? Listen, lady, you have to get divorced. Man, you asur l'kaima. Whether I give you the ksuba, don't give you the ksuba. That is, so maybe they want to make it easier for him, maybe they don't. Shaychus! What is going on over here?
How can they make it easier,
Mr. Isa? Midin Hefker Bezin Hefker. Oh. Mayor is making a good point. I'm sorry I didn't point that out. Hold on a second. Ksuba's the Isa. How'd they take away the ksuba? Ksuba's the Isa. The answer is Hefker Bezin Hefker. They knocked off the ksuba. They could do it. Call him a cut. No?
No.
No, then they're going to be mafki the whole kedushin. Yeah. They don't want to do that. Uh-huh. Hefker bezin hefker. You owe the money? You don't owe the money. No more ksuba. Okay, everybody say, I think the pshat is as follows. The chacham come along and they make a new ksuba. The ksuba of an almana. Let's say ksuba is d'oraisa. Which ksuba is d'oraisa? Besula. Almana, we're making a new ksuba. What's motivating the chacham to make this new ksuba? Shalote kala be'enav lohitzia. Now, does this ksuba have anything in common with the ksuba d'oraisa? Maybe the ksuba d'oraisa is for a different reason. So the chachamim just made something that looks like the d'oraisa, smells like the d'oraisa, but has absolutely nothing to do with the d'oraisa? Is that what it is? The d'oraisa is because, we'll come up with a reason. Why is that ksuba? Tamei mekach, your mafsid her, shives in the shuk, blah, 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 whatever your reason is. In the chumkel, we have a whole different reason why we're making a ksuba na amana, shalote kalabena of loitzia. Happens to be, we're going to call them both ksuba, they're going to look the same, one's a little bit more, the other one's less, but they really have nothing to do with each other. Is that really what happens? Or maybe the pshat is as follows. The chachamim, when they said, Shalote kalabeinav lotzian almana, the chachamim were saying, I want to tell you why there's a ksuba on a besula. Yuda, the reason, why is there a ksuba on a besula? The reason for the ksuba on the besula is shaloi te kalabein of loitzia. Comes the chachomim and takes the lead of the Torah and says we're also going to make another ksuba for an almana. The Torah wasn't choshesh for the almana shaloi te kalabein of. The chachom, for whatever reason, the chachom came and said we're choshesh for the almana shaloi te kalabein of loitzia. So vos state in the takonas chachomim, if the chachomim are doing it because of shaloi. What was the reason for the Dioraisa? Was Eichet because of Shalote Kala Be'enov? It's not just that we're doing the same thing you're doing. We have our reasons, you have your reasons. The Chacham Arguf of being Mamshich, the Takonas Ksuva onto an Almana. Less money, but onto an Almana. That's what the Chacham are doing. Bimela, the Ksuva Dioraisa and the Ksuva Dirabanan are not two totally separate ideas that have nothing to do with each other. The reason why the Torah made a Ksuva for an Isha is Shalote Kalabain of Lutzia. That's the reason for the Dioraisa. Where did I get that from? The Ran says it, black and white. The Ran says, what's the whole reason for the Ksuva Dioraisa? Shalote Kalabain of Lutzia. Where did the Ran get that from? Who said it? Shalote Kalabain of Loitzia. The answer is because the Chachamim came and made another ksuba. Shalote Kalabain of Loitzia. Vashtate in their Takonas Chacham. Vashtate in their myth. Thus is the Yesoid from ksuba. Nor the Torah is only makbid on a besula. Comes the Chacham and they're mamshich. This Takona oichet on an almana. The Zelbik Takona on an almana. Eibazay. Keme emfren al kashas. Rabosha effect the kash on the Ran. Mitzvah liyashif. What's with the Ran? Who said the Ksuba Shalote Kalabain of Loitzia? The Ran's talking about the Dioraisa, not the Rabbanon. The only time it says Shalote Kalabain of Loitzia is on the Dirabanan. Yeah, but Tosis says that even if Ksuba is Dioraisa, that's only Bsula. Almana is Dirabanan. And what's the reason for the Almana? Shalote Kalabain of Loitzia. So what is that? That's stam random. We have our own agenda. Your agenda for Ksuba is one thing, Tyra. We've got another agenda for Ksuba. We're going to put it in for a different reason, or no? They were saying, we're taking your lead. You're making a Ksuba. The Heintiger Matzev is Mechayiv a Ksuba Eichatan and Almona. Shalot take Halavena of Loitzia and does the Siba for the Ksuba. For the Dirais and the Dirabanon. The Chachamim are being Megavet to us. Eibazei, Ichfashteazei. If the whole reason for the Ksuba Dioraisa is Shalot take Halavena of Loitzia, what happens if there's a woman that we want you to divorce? What about that? There's a woman that we want you to divorce. What the Chacham want you to divorce? What are the Chacham going to do? They're going to make you divorce her. Because that's the whole vart of Ksuba. Isn't that a second takana? Ksuba is, the whole kishkas of the Ksuba is, we want you to stay married. What about a woman that the Chacham don't want you to stay married to? Then the Chacham are going to take away that Ksuba. The same way that they made the Ksuba, because the whole yesoid of Ksuba is, Shalom Yehei Kalamein of Lightsia.
So why is
the
money in the Ksuba there, right, son?
We don't want you to stay married.
The money is Dioraisa, and the reason why the Torah, as Ramot said, it's not a paraduma. Ksuba is not a paraduma. Why did the Torah make a ksuba? Shalote kalabain of loitzia. That's a Dioraisa reason.
That's
what. No, so the Shaila is, if over there she's really supposed to be Teitzei Midiraisa, it's only Midirabanan she's supposed to be Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh. It's only Midirabanan. So if it's only Midirabanan, so then really only the Chacham are the one who's taking it away. But Etzei Midiraisa, she didn't do anything wrong.
Or the word like Tekal, then should be
It's only Midirabanan we want him to divorce her. Midiraisa doesn't have to divorce her. The Chacham made a Knas, Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, because we don't want him to be Somechan and Eidechad or whatever. It's a Chacham's din. So Midiraisa, really, she could stay married to her first husband. Again, Midiraisa, she's allowed to stay married. So Midiraisa, she has a Ksuba. But Midirabanan, we want to stop her from staying married to him. So the Rabbanan, we're going to knock off the Ksuba. You're right. If Midiraisa, we don't want him staying married, so Lechor Midiraisa should be no Ksuba. Sorry, you're right. But say another nafkamin, and this is lechora as follows. The there's a concept that there's different types of kesef. There's kesef tzuri and kesef medina. Kesef tzuri is much more money than kesef medina. 8 times, if I'm not mistaken, the price. 8 times the price. Kesef tzuri is a much more valuable currency. Now, so the Gemara says the following thing. Anytime it says kesef in the Torah, it's kesef tzuri. Anytime it says kesef midrabanan, it's kesef medina. Okay. So what is the ksuba of an almana? What's the ksuba of an almana? Let's say ksuba is d'oraisa. Let's say ksuba is d'oraisa. So the psula's ksuba is going to be kesef tzuri. So what's the ksuba of an almana? You would assume it's going to be kesef medina. So how much more is the ksuba of an almana? This is a trick question. You ask everyone in the world, how much more is the ksuba of a psula than almana? They'll all say, twice as much. An almana is 100, a psula is 200. Says Shmuel Cohen, it's not true. It's really 16 times as much, because it's twice as much on a double currency, or a currency that's eight times worth 18 times as much. So it's 16 times bigger. That's a pella.
Better coin. It's not more money.
What?
It's a better coin.
It's worth more money. No. It's worth more money. It's twice the amount. This itself is a machloikes Toisvis and the Rush. Toisvis says even on almana you give kesef tzuri, even if you hold stirabana, ksuba diraisa, almana psula diraisa, almana midrabana, you get kesef tzuri. And the Rosh says no. The Rosh says almana gets kesef medina.
Any marriage the Chachamim don't want, there's not going to be a ksuba in that marriage.
Right.
So a kohen to like a grusha chalutza, there wouldn't be a
right.
ksuba in such
right.
a marriage.
Right. Right, it's a question that I have. Snamazoi, the Gemara we saw before. Tosfos says before, if someone is ma'anes a kohen, kohen, she gets ksuba. Why does she get ksuba? Shlo te kalabena vloitzi. We should get rid of it. The chayra. I don't know. Akoponim, Rabbi. So let's get back to this question. We have a machloikis between Tosfos and the Rosh. Tosfos says almana is kesef tzuri. Why is it kesef tzuri? Why tak is it kesef tzuri?
Like we just said before,
So over here it's not a regular Tachanas Chachomim, Rabbi Isai. Over here the Chachomim are taking the cue from the Torah. It's not the Chachomim are being mamtzi a new kesef. Chachomim is saying, smefarana kesef in the Torah. The kesef in the Torah we only have by a besula. The Chachomim are saying, I'm taking that din kesef and I'm applying it also to almana. Zok toisvis. And azafal, even on almana is going to be kesef.
Why? Because it's part of the.
Because it's not the Chacham's own new takana. Anytime the Chacham are taking the takana of D'oraisa, they can give it the toikif of the D'oraisa. If the Chacham are making their own new takana, so it's your takana. What's the din of your takana? Your takana is going to be kesef to Medina. But if it's not their takana, what they're doing is they're extending the takana of the D'oraisa. So then it's going to also be kesef tzuri. Okay. This is Tosfos. So Rabbi Yosef, if you look, Rabbi Yosef brings three different shitas in the Rishonim of how we paskin. Is ksuba d'oraisa or is ksuba midrabanan? Tosfos on Amud Beis. Rabbi Yosef on the second side. Says Rabbi Yosef, three shitas in the Rishonim. Roiv Rishonim al ksuba is d'rabanan. Not like Tosfos. Ksuba we paskin is d'rabanan. And therefore the Ritzvah says, if you write kesem zuzi masin d'chazel himi d'oraisa, your ksuba is puzzle, says the Ritzvah. You can't write the Araisa because we paskin midrabanan, says the Ritva. Tosfos paskin midraisa. Tosfos okay. Other Rishonim that yeah. What do you mean? That's no. We're talking about besula. What is besula? Is besula midraisa? Besula itself. Is besula itself midraisa or midrabanan? Comes along Tosfos and says besula is midraisa. The Roiv Rishonim say besula is midrabanan. What do you do with the Lashon? Says the Ritva, don't write it. And if you write it, your ksuba is pasul. Your ksuba is pasul. Other Rishonim say no. What they mean to write with chazal chum d'oraisa, the lashon is keilu have a chayiv min hatoyra. It's as if you're right. It's only d'rabanan, but it's as if it's mid d'oraisa. What does that mean? It's as if it's mid d'oraisa. So what they mean to say is, even though really all dirabanan chiyuvim, how much, what should the kesef be? Kesef medina. Over here they made a special takana, it should be kesef tsuri. Why they did that, I don't know. They should just make the ksuba 800 kesef medina, and it ends up the same thing, or whatever, 1600. Why do they have to make it meya 800, right? Why do they have to, no, 1600. Why do they have to make it 1600 zuzi kesef? Sorry, if there's just there's an easy equation, but that's what they did. It's ki'il, it's diraisa. That's what he means to say. It's dirabanan, but we're going to be mechayev you a diraisa amount, which means kesef tsuri. Why they did that, I'm not sure. But that's the other pshat. Then we have shitas taisis. Taisis says it's mamish diraisa. Then we have shitas amordechai. Shitas amordechai is something in between. The Mordechai says, Iker ksuba is the oraisa. Schum vifol kama tzorech laseis ein ze min ha-toira el ha-chachomim kovu ha-schum. Iker ksuba is the oraisa. Vifol kama tzorech laseis ein ze min ha-toira el ha-chachomim kovu. That's the Mordechai, the Ritva, Kenzen the Ramban, other Rishayim. Rabbi said, this machlokes is going to depend where you learn ksuba from. The Gemara says, we saw the Gemara yesterday. Yesterday, 2 days ago. The Gemara says, Tanya, kesef yishko kimoyer habesulos. Yezek kimoyer habesulos, amoyer habesulos kezeh. Mikan, samchuchon leksumas isha min ha-toyra. So what does that mean? The pasuk is talking about mafate. The Torah says mafate is like moyer habesulos. Rashi says mafate is like oynes. Oynes is like mafate. So where does ksuba come in? Says Rashi, mi dekari le moyer. The word, there's just a word here that's used. That's not really what we're discussing. The discussion is about oynes and mafate. It's just the word moyer tells me there's something called the ksuba. How much is the ksuba? Doesn't say. That's Rashi learns. The Rosh, on the other hand, says no. The Pasuk says, Kesef Yishko Kemoyer Abisulas. The Pasuk means, how much does Oynes pay the amount of a ksuba? Oynes pays the amount of a ksuba. That's what Oynes pays. So then the Pasuk tells you clearly, there's a ksuba and the amount. What's the amount? Chamishim Shekel, which is 200 zuz. If you look, that's what the Mordechai says, Mefurish, the Mordechai says. The Ritva says it beforeish. Read you the lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva says, "V'hanochin, the afilu of Shimon Gamliel, ein le'elam asayim shel medina, shlo omer akosav chamishim kesef tzuri, elu lo'enes ha'mafata davka, avu mishum de'mafkina rachmanam b'lashon moyar, yalaf b'mishum Gamliel, de'yesh le'besula moyar min ha'toyra. Avu ein lo'kitzva min ha'toyra." In other words, the pasuk used the word moyar. Says the Ritva, there's a nafkamina lalach also. Says the Ritva, even if you tell me, ksuvas ishas midyoy raisa. But what type of kesef are you giving? Kesef tsuri or kesef medina? If you hold that the pasuk says in it mefurish, moyar besulim, the pasuk when it speaks about kesef is talking about the ksuba. Say nachanami tachas nesine shalom kesef. Any of those words tell you you have to give meitav and it's kesef tsuri. However, if you tell me that it's just some sort of loose mention of ksuba here, so the Torah doesn't say how much kesef it is. It's not kesef tzur, it's kesef medina.
No.
And the Ritva says it's only going to be maidenus or zibarius, whatever, it's not idius.
How much
is the
mask?
What?
What's it, Rav Shimon Gamliel's mask?
He talks about that also. They could be misaken kesef. It's just not the norm. It's not what usually happens when the rabbanon say kesef. We assume it doesn't mean kesef tzuri.
But because the Torah says that.
So that's what we said. If they're extending off of that, so then it's more likely that they are.
But if the Torah says that you're going to have to pay ksuba, that means the Torah says you're going to have to pay tzuri.
No,
how much tzuri?
No, the Torah doesn't say what. If the Torah doesn't give you an amount, it's not tzuri.
But it's saying that you're going to have to pay.
You're saying not like a Ritva. The Ritva is a mafush, not like you. The Ritva says, the Torah just says a sum. The Torah just says ksuba, doesn't say how much. Rashi says the opposite. Could be, I don't know. The Rush says not like that. The Rush is mefurish, not like that. The Ritva is pashas is like Rashi. So our boy said the problem is like this. According to the Ritva, the din of 200 zuz, is that a din midiraisa or a din midirabanan? According to the Ritva, it's going to be a din midirabanan, the chayra. That's why you don't give kesef tzuri, you give kesef medina. Shaila is that the Gemara later on says a person who's masna and says I want to marry you but I want my ksura to be less than 200. It's called masna mashakasa b'tayra. Why is he called masna mashakasa b'tayra? The Torah doesn't say anything about that. He's masna on the chachamim. Masna mashakasa b'tayra. So if you hold like the Rush, the Torah said 200 zuz, the Shteitan Torah, you're masna mashakasa b'tayra. Very good. But if you hold like the Ritva, Shteitan Shteitan Torah. So if you look, the Ritva's merames to a teretz. What's up the Ritva? Says the Ritva. Ritva says, Yesh the psula moyer min atayra. Aval ein lo kitzva min atayra. Ela kefi mashe yirtzu. What does kefi mashe yirtzu mean? Whatever they want. Oy kefi mashe yaskimu chachomim. Or whatever the chachomim make up. So what did the Torah say? The Torah says you have a ksuba. I'm going to just paraphrase for a moment. Your ksuba is whatever the chachamim say. Came along the chachamim and said, ksuba is 200. I say, I like a ksuba, not according to the chachamim. What's that? Masna mashakasa b'tayra. I'd like the ksuba to be 100, but the chachamim said the ksuba is 200. Too bad. I want the ksuba to be 100. Well, that's masna mashakasa b'tayra. The Torah didn't say 200, but the Torah said, you have to make a ksuba along with whatever the chachamim said. So Rabbi Sai, that's what the Ritva says. Now, okay, that the Torah left it hanging and vague, I could hear that maybe. But that's not exactly what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, "Ein lo kitzva ela kefi mashe yirtzu," what either the two of you make up, "Oy, mashe yiskimu chachamim." What? It's either what we make up or what the chachamim say. So what does that mean? So let's say we make up it's 50. No good, because Chacham said otherwise. So is it us or the Chachamim? Is it two different options? Who decided? Who makes? What's going on over here? What is this? It's kifi mashiyirtzu oy mashiyiskimu Chachamim. Chmenes pshat is azeh, Rabbi say. The ikur is if you look in the Ramban. I didn't see it inside this time. The Ramban says Mashi Yirtzu. Doesn't leave out the Mashi Yiskimu Chachamim. The Ikur is Mashi Yirtzu. That's it. You two make up. What's the reason for the Ritva? Atei as follows. What's the Yisoid of the Ksuba? It's because of Shiluk Te'ayim El Etzil. What's the Yisoid of the Ksuba? We said it's maybe the Ksuba is Demei Mekach. We have two different Pshatim in the Ksuba. Is the Ksuba Demei Mekach? No, it's Kilu, you're buying the Ishus. You're paying for the Ishus. Or is it because you're taking off the market? If you're paying for the Ishus, so every time you buy something, how much do you pay?
What you make up.
Whatever you make up. So the Torah is saying, listen, I want you to buy the Ishus. How much did you pay? Good. There's a buyer and a seller. You guys make up. That's every time you buy something. You buy a car, two people can buy the same car. One pays more, one pays less. Why? Because that's what we made up. There's a buyer and a seller. So over here also, this is called Lashon Chazal Dmei Hakidush, Dmei Hamekach, or Dmei Kedushin. So the Torah said, "You guys make up how much it's supposed to be." That makes a lot of sense to me. What are the Chachamim doing here then? What's the Chacham?
They don't want it to be too little.
So, Dachsuch the Pshatz is fallacy. Dachsuch the Pshatz is fallacy. But we make up. We're supposed to make up. The Torah said, "You're right. You're right." But the Torah said, "I want you to buy it." So how do you buy? Buy and sell with prices. Comes along the Chacham and the Chacham do this. Listen to this trick, Rabbi Say. It goes as follows. Briskerov in Sefer says that Sanhedrin. And this Sanhedrin, power of Sanhedrin, let's start with that, serves as two functions. One function is judicial. They're a court. Sanhedrin of Shalosh, Paskins, certain dinim, Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, other dinim, Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, more dinim, and there's the small claims court, there's the Supreme Court, there's every court can deal with larger or bigger issues. One function of Bezdin is to be is to be a court system, judicial. Says the Biskrov, there's another totally separate function of Bezdin. Bezdin, Sanhedrin represents Klal Yisrael. Let's say Klal Yisrael has to have an opinion. Klal Yisrael has to take a stance. Who is the one who is going to give out Klal Yisrael's opinion? Where does it come from? We're going to take a vote? Is that the way we're going to do it? Says the Brisker of Sanhedrin is Koiveya and speaks for Klal Yisrael. Sanhedrin speaks for Klal Yisrael. Says the Brisker of. The Rambam brings that a Kohen Gadol is Nisman Alidei Sanhedrin. Where did the Rambam get that from? There's no pasuk that says that. There's no pasuk. The Rambam brings that in Hilchos Kohen Gadol. He doesn't bring it in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Why does the Rambam bring it? It's one of the things Sanhedrin does. This Rambam says Sanhedrin does this, and this. The Rambam doesn't say it. Sanhedrin does Kohen Gadol. He says in Hilchos Kohen Gadol, Hilchos Kohuna. He doesn't say Hilchos Sanhedrin. Why not? Says the Brisker Rav. It's not me din Sanhedrin of their judicial, their obligations and their services. It's a different din. A Kohen Gadol needs Klal Yisrael to be Mamaneh. So who's Klal Yisrael? Sanhedrin represents, speaks for Klal Yisrael. Sanhedrin is Klal Yisrael's peh. Says Rambam, Dachzachin is Akdoma, that what happens if there's no more Sanhedrin anymore? So who represents Klal Yisrael now? The Chachamim. Chachamim now represent Klal Yisrael. Chachmei Hador represent Klal Yisrael. So Zokt, the Ritva, it's either what you two make up or what the Chachamim say. What do the Chachamim say? What does that mean? That means the Chachamim can represent Klal Yisrael. This is Dmei Mekach. Chachamim are saying this is what we have to have negotiations. How much it's worth? Let's decide. Chachamim will decide for us. This is not a Takanas Chachamim. They're coming from left field. Ki'ilu, they're doing this on their own. It's a chelik of Mashiyirtsu, because we're going to decide for you.
It's not Mashiyirtsu, though.
But I'm representing them. I'm speaking for Klal Yisrael. So it's really only one thing. It's not either us or Chachamim. It's either us or our power of attorney. We gave power of attorney to our Chachamim. So the Chachamim are representing us. That's a Mashiyaskimu. The lawyers did it. We have lawyers on both sides. Happen to be the same lawyer. Happens to be the lawyer says it's 200 zuz. But it's be'etzim. It's that's the mekach. Memela. Therefore, the din's going to be over here that it's called masna mashkos of the Torah, because the Torah says only what was agreed the price, and I'm saying I agree that the price is supposed to be 200, but I want to pay less. That's masna mashkos of the Torah. Rabbi says a few other small nafkaminas. Spoke about kesef tzuri and other things like that, but we have to start the next sugya. Beis Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya. Tomorrow we'll start this.